In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen. The Book of Revelation and the Liturgy of the Church enlighten each other. We can get to know a little more about the Book of Revelation by paying attention to the Holy Liturgy. And we can discover many hidden treasures in the liturgy by reading the Book of Revelation. And today I would like to speak about a very meaningful verse of the Book of Revelation. The verse 6 of chapter 5. St. John says, "And I saw, and behold, in the midst of the throne, and of the four animals, and in the midst of the ancients, a lamb is standing, as it were slain, having seven horns and seven eyes, which are the seven spirits of God, sent forth into all the earth." My brethren, this verse describes, in mystical words, the mystery of the most holy sacrifice of the Mass, which is the greatest treasure that we have here on earth. So let us unfold now the meaning of those words. St. John saw the throne of God. And in the chapters 8 and 9 of the same book of Revelation, we learn that before the throne of God, there is an altar. So the throne of God and the altar are like two sides of the same coin. One side is visible, while the other is invisible to us. The throne of God is the invisible reality behind the visible liturgy. Every time the priest ascends the steps of the altar to offer the holy sacrifice, the door is unlocked and we are placed before the throne of God. The throne of God and the altar of the sacrifice are united. We could say that the altar is the visible part of the throne, and the throne is the invisible part of the altar. So Saint John saw the throne, and he saw the altar. St. John saw also other things. It is written that he saw four animals, which symbolize the four evangelists, Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John. And at the end, they symbolize the whole New Testament. And at the same time, St. John saw what he calls the ancients, which clearly symbolizes the patriarchs and prophets, which means the Old Testament. So St. John saw the Missal, from which we read the passages of the New, but also from the Old Testament. But now we come to the center of the vision. We come to see what is at the center of the altar. St. John saw a lamp standing, as it were slain. The lamp is said to be standing because he is alive. But at the same time, he is, as it were, slain because he is in a state of immolation. We all know who this lamb is. It is Jesus Christ our Lord, who became in his humanity the victim of the sacrifice of propitiation for the sins of the entire world. And here we see that the sacrifices of the old law were just a pale prefiguration of this great sacrifice, which is the reality that was announced from the beginning. The Lamb of God was physically sacrificed on the altar of the cross. But after his death, he came back to life. So the lamb who was dead, he is alive forever. That's why he said to me, "Is standing." But he's also in state of immolation. He is standing, but as it were slain. Because the Lord is until the end of times mystically immolated on the altar. At the holy sacrifice of the Mass, our Lord is present in a state of immolation because of the double consecration. You see, the body is separated from the blood, which signifies his immolation, his death. So St. John saw the most holy sacrament. And we should not be surprised to hear that St. John saw the altar, the scriptures, and the Blessed Sacrament. He was a priest, so he was very familiar with these realities. As I said before, he was describing with mystical words the most holy sacrifice of the Mass. I think that what we have seen until now is not so new for those who try to know the faith. But what comes now might be a little unknown for some of us. St. John continues the description of his vision. And he saw that the lamb had seven horns and seven eyes. The seven horns symbolize the fullness of his power. And the seven eyes symbolize the seven spirits of God sent forth into all the earth. Now, what we call the seven spirits of God are the seven gifts of the Holy Spirit. And the Lamb of God communicates these gifts to us also during the holy sacrifice of the Mass. It is so amazing to see that everything in the traditional liturgy of the Church is so beautiful, so perfect, that we have to conclude that it is not a work of a man, but it is a work of God. During the Holy Sacrifice, from the entreat to the final blessing, the priest gives seven mystical salutations. Seven times he says Dominus Vobiscum, intending to communicate at each greeting, by the will of God, the gifts of the Holy Spirit. The first mystical salutation takes place right before the collect, right before the prayer, and it communicates the spirit of wisdom. It happens right before the prayer because the gift of wisdom should teach us what to ask from God in our prayer. The second mystical salutation happens right before the Gospel, and it communicates the spirit of understanding, so we may understand the Word of God in its fullness, in all its deepness, so we may put it into practice. The third mystical salutation takes place right before the offertory, and it communicates the spirit of counsel, so we may discern the will of God for us, so we may discern what He is asking us to offer to Him. The fourth mystical salutation takes place right before the preface, and it communicates the spirit of fortitude, so we may be strong enough to follow the Lamb of God in the way of the cross, in His sacrifice. So we may be strong enough to accomplish all the sacrifices that God may ask from us. The fifth mystical salutation takes place right before the Agnus Dei, And it communicates the spirit of knowledge. So we may realize the vanity of all the passing things of this world. So we may not be attached to anything that's not eternal. And this is the only way to have peace. And that's why this salutation is Pax Domini sit semper vobiscum. The sixth mystical salutation takes place right after Holy Communion, and it communicates the spirit of piety, the spirit of filial love, and a devotion towards God, especially in the most holy sacrament of the altar. And the seventh mystical salutation takes place right before the final blessing, and it communicates the spirit of holy fear, so we may respect God and His commandments, so we may run away from sin and do what is right. And then the final blessing comes in order to seal in us all the gifts that we have received. So you see, my brethren, the realization of that verse of the Book of Revelation in the holy sacrifice of the Mass. We saw the altar, we saw the New Testament, we saw the Old Testament, we saw the lamp, and we saw the gifts of the Holy Spirit. So in the Holy Sacrifice, we receive the flesh of the Lamb of God, who was sacrificed for our salvation. But we cannot forget that in the Holy Sacrifice we also receive the communication of the Holy Spirit, the seven gifts. Every Mass is Calvary, but it is also Pentecost. So next time we are present at the Holy Sacrifice, let us be attentive when the priest says Dominus Vobiscum. These are mystical salutations that intended to communicate graces from God. And let the faithful respond with charity, wishing the same graces to the priest. Et cum spirito tuo. Amen. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen.